When they came back, they put their money together and they opened Pinky's Market on 4th Street. I was old enough to remember when they opened it, and I remember walking through the store with all the cardboard boxes because they were stocking the shelves. And I was born in 43, so it was probably, it had to be like 46, 47 when they opened it, until the 60s. That the building is still there. Now it used to, it was a pool hall, now it's a some kind of a nightclub or something, yeah, across from the old Martin Ironworks. But of course, 4th Street used to be the main highway back in those days. There are people that still remember shopping for meat there because they had a really great butcher shop. And they made their own sausages and their own corned beef. And my dad said that they worked 2 years straight without a day off when they first started. 7 days a week, every day for 2 years. Just, of course, that's what they did. I mean, you know, they had to make it work. So, and they had some other old, you know, people that worked, maybe a butcher and stuff to help them. But they pretty much ran the thing all the time. Well, then they reached a point where they were getting, I mean, obviously burned out. And they had a great reputation, but that, it was probably before the 60s, actually, late 50s. That's when the big supermarkets first started to come into town. They either had to change from a grocery store to a like a specialized store. Nowadays, you could probably a specialized Italian store, a deli would make it. In those days, they just didn't have a chance. They had to either become big or fade out, which they did. And that's when they sold the store, and they didn't, my dad was sort of, I guess, retired and got really bored. And then that's when they were able to buy, they bought the old El Cortez Hotel.